Fifth Circuit rules Biden administration violated the First Amendment. Washington Post. The three-judge panel found that contacts with tech companies by officials from the White House, the Surgeon General's office, the CDC, and the FBI likely amounted to coercion. Likely. Yeah, they just demanded stories get censored.
I've not been this excited ever!
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. You know, it's an interesting day on this Sunday. Even your emotions have an echo. Because most of America is still in a trance. And the proof of this would be the fact that, and I'm sure, I haven't seen the numbers, but I'm sure many Americans, probably millions of Americans, are innocently, ignorantly, in their trance, tuned in, watching football today. And who can blame them? It's fun. And they're in their trance. They don't know any better. But it's the allegory of the cave. As you're sitting here staring at the shadows being cast for you to be entranced by, you're getting ripped up, shredded, stabbed, and mutilated from behind. And that's what's going on today. Sure, it's nice. Football's back on the air. That's great. But did you know that your country's under attack? And there won't be any football anymore if they're successful. You understand? Remember the lockdowns? That'll be permanent. No, the very cornerstones of our republic are under assault today. And how about I do a little bookends here? Let me just read to you, in case anybody needed a reminder, this is the First Amendment. From the Constitution of the United States, the First Amendment, I read directly. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That is your First Amendment. Your birthright. Freedom of speech. Number one, cornerstone of our republic. How about the Second Amendment? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. These are unalienable rights. Now, does it seem like people take this seriously? Does it seem like our own government politicians take these seriously anymore? Well, let's review. This is all breaking right now. Now, I have decided to give you first the Washington Post headline. Washington Post. Why do I decide to read the Washington Post first? Everybody knows this is a Democrat rag. Everybody knows this is a globalist rag, a propaganda outlet. And even they have to admit, with their headline this morning, Fifth Circuit rules Biden administration violated the First Amendment. Washington Post. The three-judge panel found that contacts with tech companies by officials from the White House, the Surgeon General's office, the CDC, and the FBI likely amounted to coercion. Likely. Yeah, they just demanded stories get censored. And they thought they could play this little game and they'd say, oh, we're just going to have a portal and we're going to submit stories and headlines and narratives to a portal. And that's just a suggestion. Yeah. And then when Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all the other mainstream social media companies acted on those quote unquote suggestions, That's just their free speech. There's no coercion. Nobody's buying that. Now, there's another element to this, which I think will be developed later. So then, if it's true that the federal government and the Biden administration and the Democrats violated the First Amendment and censored speech on the internet, well, then what happened when Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and their lawyers and everybody else went under oath and said it never happened? They said under oath they never censored at behest of the U.S. government. That was a lie. When is that going to be relitigated? But that's for the future. Now, Jamie White from InfoWars has compiled a bunch of different headlines in regards to this story. From past to present, Biden officials likely violated First Amendment on social media, according to Fifth Circuit Court. And then he's compiled all the different headlines admitting this, and then all the different headlines from the past with the emails and everything else that prove, nope, this is exactly what they did. Great work. Right there at InfoWars.com. So there you go. That's your First Amendment. Under attack, a cornerstone of our republic by the Democrat Party. And then there's the Second Amendment. I guess first, let's go to the short clip. We do have the longer clip for context. We can play it later. But let's first go. This is Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And listen to what she thinks about the Second Amendment here in clip 17.
If I can turn down the temperature, you know, it's not illegal for a young person to have an automatic weapon, just a handgun. I can't arrest that person. If we tell the bad actors, and I realize it's a pinch and then some on responsible gun owners, I'm clear, it is. It's a sacrifice that allows everyone else to get their arms around a growing, significant problem.
Well, let's listen to the logic here. I'm just going to politely ask criminals to stop committing crimes. And every law-abiding citizen that suffers because of this, that's just the price to pay. Second Amendment be damned. Do you believe you have the right to self-defense? If somebody comes in your house to rob you, kill you, rape you, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself by whatever means possible? Democrats don't. Oh, maybe you can throw an ice cube at them. Maybe you've got some hot water on the stove by some chance. Maybe you got a fire extinguisher. That'll be fine. Eh, throw a pillow at them. Please, criminals, stop committing crimes. New Mexico governor issues 30-day ban on carrying guns in public. New Mexico governor announces she's unilaterally suspending the right to carry firearms in Albuquerque. And this is such an egregious offense. This is so clear and present against the Second Amendment that even Democrats are saying, whoa, I mean, hey, we're not supposed to come out and say this. Like, hey, we are trying to take their guns, just like Hitler, just like Stalin, just like Pol Pot, just like Mao. But we don't tell them that. It's kind of like the Project Veritas videos with James O'Keefe and others where they have Democrats on record saying, yeah, we definitely want to end the Second Amendment, but we would never have that as a public policy public statement, because that's not very popular. New Mexico lawmakers call for governor's impeachment over 2A overreach. Far-left radical David Hogg says she's gone too far. Far-left Democrat Ted Lieu says she's gone too far. This isn't the only time, by the way, that this Democrat governor has been in the headlines for corruption. Flashback, New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham caught using taxpayer money to pay for her groceries, her whiskey, and her tequila. Well, was she drunk when she said that today? Maybe she was just drunk when she said we have to ban the Second Amendment and the law-abiding citizens are just going to have to make a sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice, Governor? Are they going to have to sacrifice their lives? I always wonder, for the liberals out there that want to take all the guns away, how many people have to die for you to accomplish your goal of disarming Americans? Have you ever asked yourselves that?
Thank you.
Coffee has not been available at InfoWarsStore.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing, and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single-source Colombian coffees are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. Tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake Up America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook.